This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy wants to replace all of the state's lead water pipes. WCBS's Joe Avalar with the details.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy wants a comprehensive 10-year program to inventory all the water service lines in the Garden State and then replace all the lead lines and any lead water lines running from the tainted service line to a home. He knows it's going to be a heavy lift.
It is an approach that requires us to dig deep, to find the will, to do what's right for our long-term future, rather than reaching for yet another Band-Aid.
He says he's already talked with Senate President Steve Sweeney and Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin. The program will allow private shareholder utilities to raise rates to cover the 10-year cost and a $500 million bond issue to pay for the rest. To deal with lead paint, the governor wants to require any owner selling or renting divulge any lead in a base paint in the house or in the pipes. This covers many homes in many areas, since lead wasn't banned in paint until 1978. Joe Avalar, WCBS News Radio 880.
New York Congresswoman Nita Lowey announced today she will not run for re-election next year. The 82-year-old Democrat has represented Rockland County and parts of Westchester for 31 years. She's the chairwoman of the powerful House Appropriations Committee and a longtime ally of Speaker Pelosi. State Senator David Carlucci has already expressed an interest in running for Lowey's seat. There's also speculation Chelsea Clinton may run.
Hackensack Meridian Health has announced a $1 million campaign to fight youth vaping. WCBS's Peter Haskell with more from Jersey Shore University Medical Center, where he met a woman who survived her vaping-related lung illness.
She thought she had the flu or pneumonia, but Carrie Chonsky knew one thing for sure. She was miserable.
I remember I had a hard time breathing. I know I was connected to so many different machines, and I was on oxygen.
The 21-year-old spent 10 days in the ICU here at Jersey Shore University Medical Center. Doctors say the cause was vaping. She was routinely inhaling store-bought and black market e-cigarettes.
I've never touched them again. That's how I feel.
Dr. Nader Nackley is her pulmonologist. He diagnosed popcorn lung.
It's a condition where one would, if one worked in a microwave popcorn factory and the chemicals were inhaled.
Chonsky was released Monday and is still struggling to breathe. In Neptune, Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
The NYPD is searching for two people who were seen dumping a college student's body along a street in Queens. Marla Diamond has the latest.
NYPD Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea says investigators are following up on a number of tips.
At this point, it's an active homicide investigation, a little too preliminary to look at motives. We have information coming in on a red camera. Beyond that, I'm not going to go into detail.
19-year-old Jay Patel had told his family he was going to the gym an hour before his lifeless body was found lying next to the curb on 268th Street in the Glen Oak section. It's a quiet, tree-lined block of single-family homes where Fuzia Udin says she and her neighbors are shaken and scared.
It's so sad because when I saw his brother is coming, he's crying, tearing up, and his relatives, they are all are crying, like they cannot like take it, no?
Police would not confirm a report in the Daily News that Patel had a series of arrests that were sealed. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
A forecast with Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen.
An offshore storm will keep rain, wind, tidal flooding across Connecticut as well as Long Island. West of the city, it is sunny right now, but clouds will move in with a chance of a couple showers west of the city. Low tonight, 50 to 55. Tomorrow, any lingering rain will give way to some drying out later in the day, high within a few degrees of 60. Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds and maybe a scattered shower with highs in the mid-60s. Right now in the city, clouds moving in and 69 degrees.